אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is Iris Kaufman. If we search a dictionary for a medical miracle, we would probably find her name in it. Iris was born in Haifa, in Israel. She is a speech therapist, but did not practice in the last 10 years. She used to work with children, but due to some health circumstances and a damaged immune system, she had to stop her beloved work. At the age of 29, she was diagnosed with lung cancer with a very low chance of survival. In 2012, she was also diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, with a long rehabilitation procedure, which also had physical consequences and mental pain. She knew this is a chronic disease that will probably accompany her until her last day. Iris does not believe in fate or any higher powers. She believes in people. The difficult course of her life greatly strengthened this perception. Iris sees people as our saviors from our bitter fate, and this perception finds its expression in the choice to write about relationship between people in her new and first book called A Taste of Salt. Shalom, Iris, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Shalom. Hello, everybody.
Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Okay. I'm 52. I'm married to my high school sweetheart. I have two children. One is 26, one is 16. I'm a speech therapist by trade, but I do not work now. For the last 10 years, I've stopped working due to some unplanned, of course, health crises, including cancer and multiple sclerosis. So I had to stop my my career as a therapist, as a speech therapist. I actually spend a lot of my time writing right now, and also being a mom, of course, and forever.
Iris, we are here today to talk about your very first book called A Taste of Salt. Tell us a little more about what's in the book.
Yes, this is my first book. I wrote it about 2 years ago. It was just published 2 months ago. It's a book. It has two novels in it, but the two novels comprise one story. The story is about a single mom of an autistic boy. It covers several decades from her childhood to his adulthood. Actually, he's all grown in the book. She's not married, as I said. She's single. She goes through life dedicating herself to her son, accompanied by a very, very good girlfriend who's been with her since her teenage years. There's also a life story of her ex, her boyfriend, who she thought she was going to marry him, but he left. And the story also tells about his life and his process from being a person who could not commit to anyone to having a life with a new woman and succeeding to make that change. Both stories, actually the entire book talks about how all of us actually takes our past with us, our home life, our families, our mothers, to our present, and how we struggle, or how we give meaning to our present struggles.
Mm-hmm. Now, the book itself is not about your life, so it's not an autobiography. Could you explain?
It is not a memoir. It is not an autobiographic book, but I cannot ignore the influences that my life has on the story. My work life, my personal life. It is not inspired by true events, but it is inspired by people, by human relations, and I think human relations are, I know that they're all over us, and it is something that I just, you know, I listen, I take into my writing everything that happens around us, including, I have to say, my children. I mean, from the moment they were born, I was curious. I was asking myself how would they look all grown up? What would be their life? What would be their challenges? And this is something that I take into my writing. So it's not a memoir, but it is influenced by my life.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the process of writing. Did it require some inspirations? inner force, things that are not in your control or any other elements?
I think it does require some inner force, some inner inner sparkle that you want to, you have to want to write. The process itself is quite, you know, even boring sometimes. It takes a lot of discipline. I, for example, I do not sit every day, you know, 9 to 5 and write completely. I really don't. I usually sit at the kitchen island and write for a few hours at a time. But even if this is a day where I do not write, I do other things that I consider a part of this. I think, I research, I plan a structure, I plan the plot. This is all writing to me. The process of editing, which usually comes after the first draft is written, it is a bit more disciplined, and it does have, you know, deadlines and hours. And it is more structured, but writing itself, it is something, it is internal. It's something that you really feel like you must do.
The book has been out for only a few months. Did you receive some positive feedback?
Oh, gladly. This is a very moving part for me. Since it's published, like I said, it's been only not even 2 months. But I am receiving some wonderful reactions through Facebook, mostly from readers. And this week also, face-to-face, because like I said, it's a book week in Israel.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm receiving a lot of different feedbacks, all of them good till now. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next, but until now, everything is very moving, especially because it echoes, you know, with different people in different ways. Some of them react to the love story. Some of them react to the friendship story. Lots of them react to the special needs part, the autistic boy part. And these reactions, these feedbacks are the most moving for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I mean, I did have some more professional critics read it and respond to it. But the most important thing for me are the readers. And these are the feedbacks that I cherish the most.
Nice. So would you consider writing as your new passion with more to come?
Yes, it's like a necessity. It's something that comes from the inside. So yes, I do still have that necessity. I do still have that feeling that I want to write. And I do plan to do that. I'm on a little bit of a hold right now. Because I have to deal with all the publishing stuff and the marketing and whatever, which I don't really like, but this is something we have to do. So in the future, yeah, I plan to sit myself down and continue writing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is the book available online in both versions, digitally and physically?
Well, it can be ordered online. They have a digital version and they have a physical version, a printed version.
Mm. By the way, have you been to Australia before?
No, not yet. This is one of my big dreams. I'm not going to say bucket list because I do not plan to kick the bucket anytime soon, but I do plan to visit Australia, and I definitely will.
Great. Aris Kaufman, thanks for speaking to us today about your new and first book, A Taste of Salt. And wishing you good luck with future projects, lots of health, and hopefully we'll speak again about some other books you publish.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.